The genesis of Go Out of the Burning House. In California and throughout the West, there is a part of each year that I think of as the season of fires. In certain parts of California in the summer, we have very little rainfall, and so by September and October, the land is very dry and susceptible to fires. Inevitably, around this time of year, you'll hear news reports of people having to leave their land and their homes, sometimes under very short notice, as the fire approaches. Every year, you hear of people who, when the wind shifts the direction of the fire, have to depart from their homes unexpectedly, making quick decisions about what to take and what to leave behind. And sometimes they leave with nothing at all. As ash is carried to my nostrils, sometimes all the way from Southern California to Northern California, where I live, I can't help but place myself in the shoes of those people. In their place, I wonder, would I be able to leave objects, possessions behind, with courage and with equanimity, with satisfaction and fulfillment, content with a life well lived? I'm not sure that I would be, and yet I do aspire to this.